We just got Jack Black. So how do we top this up? Oh, yeah. We talked to Sonia Harley. How you doing, Sonia?
I am doing awesome.
How does it feel to be here tonight to honor Ryan James Dio and the work that Wendy Dio is doing to support cancer research?
Well, first I would say that I've lost an aunt already and another cousin to cancer. So I think that the cause is absolutely phenomenal. And the fact that you can rock with it makes it even better. This is like my third time coming, actually, for the pool. So it's been really fun. And I played the ride for Ronnie's as well. So I'm totally ecstatic just about being a part of a great movement, because there's just not enough information out there about it. And as rockers, we need to go hardcore and make sure that we can get it eradicated as much as possible and show people that we're there to support them.
Oh, absolutely. Of all the songs that Ryan James Dio has done, obviously you're a fan, which song would you say is the standout song for you that you've got to listen to no matter what?
You know what?
I know it's a tough one. He's got a lot out there.
You know, I'm just like, I love the screaming. I like the really big, loud screaming. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of different songs by him that I like. And the one that I really like the most is not even coming to me right now. I'm so sorry. I blanked out. I'm totally blanked out. You have to forgive me for that.
You know what? I think Dio will forgive you as well. It's not coming to you, but it will eventually.
It will, and I'll get back to you on it. Last year, I was talking about actually and trying to even learn it, but not coming to me. It's the one song that I like the most because he's so little and his voice is so big. You know, and it kind of reminds me of a lot of people I know that are powerhouses like that. So.
Exactly. Like for me, with Queen, for example, everybody likes We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions. For me, it's the last song he did was The Show Must Go On, because he was dying of AIDS. And so what he did was he took down a whole bottle of vodka, got in the booth, and sang his heart out. It gives me goosebumps every time I hear it.
Wow.
I mean, go check it out. It's called The Show Must Go On. The voice is unreal. I know we're getting off Dio, but I got...
That's okay. No, it's okay if we get off Dio. I mean, because the reason why I'm here actually is because of Lemmy. He took me and my band on Motorhead's Motorboat. So you know what I mean? I think, like, definitely... Even those songs are powerhouses as well, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Do we got any more new music coming out for your new group?
Well, yeah, we're in the studio now. But I also have a jingle singer as well. So I just did the Maybelline commercial. And I also did, like, it was Lay's. And so I do some weird little things with music here and there. You know what I mean? And I'm reading for a show that's coming out. So I have a table read tonight, actually. That's probably why my mind is so, like...
It's, like, all over the place right now.
Yeah, it is. All over the place.
And that's
We've got a lot of stuff. A lot of fire stuff that's happening.
And you know what? That's fun. I can imagine you doing the Maybelline commercial, like, "Bring us Maybelline!" That'd be funny.
I wish I would have wrote the jingle that went with it, but I didn't.
Well, maybe you should contact Sheryl Crow and ask her how she did, because that's how she got her start.
Oh, no, yeah. She's from, like, what, like A&M or something like that?
Yeah, that's how she got her start. A&M discovered her from the jingle.
Yeah, right on.
Well, Sonia, great. Thank you very much for talking, and enjoy tonight's festivities, and I hope you can bowl 300 tonight.
I do, too.